AP News, I'm Paya Pujwani. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports President Trump is using the government shutdown to dole out firings and political punishment.
President Trump is seizing on the government shutdown as a chance to reshape the federal workforce. Federal employees are usually furloughed during shutdowns. This time, the president's talking about retribution against Democrats.
Like cutting vast numbers of people out, cutting things that they like, cutting programs that they like.
The White House says layoffs are imminent. The president says he'll meet today with Budget Chief Russ Vogt to discuss temporary or permanent spending cuts.
He can trim the budget to a level that you couldn't do any other way.
Saying Democrats have given him an unprecedented chance to reorient the government to his liking.
They're taking a risk by having a shutdown.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Bermuda officials are asking residents to stay off the roads after a Category 2 hurricane hit the island. AP's Donna Warder.
The center of Hurricane Imelda has moved past Bermuda, but National Security Minister Michael Weeks is still urging people to stay off the roads. The Category 2 storm swiped the island and then lost strength. Imelda was expected to dump up to 4 inches of rain on Bermuda and produce dangerous storm surge that could cause coastal flooding. Some 17,000 households and businesses have lost power, and schools, offices, and the airport are closed. There are no reported injuries. I'm Donna Warder.
There's been a stabbing outside a synagogue in Manchester.
People were killed after a car was driven at members of the public and a man was stabbed outside a synagogue in the English city of Manchester. Greater Manchester police believe the suspect is also dead after being shot by officers. The incident occurred on the Jewish religious holiday of Yom Kippur. Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced additional police deployment at synagogues across the UK following the attack.
This is AP News. Conservationist and primatologist Jane Goodall has died.
She was 91. Goodall started living among chimpanzees in Africa starting in the 1960s. One of them stood out. She named him David Greybeard.
Seeing him using and making tools to fish for termites, because up until that time, Western science thought humans and only humans used and made tools.
Goodall's research transformed how the world perceived chimpanzees and all humans.
When you're alone, You can become part of nature, and your humanity doesn't get in the way. And it's easier to understand this amazing tapestry of life.
She also found chimps have individual personalities and share humans' emotions of pleasure, joy, sadness, and fear. Her institute says Jane Goodall died of natural causes in California. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.